I told you there would be bonuses in every module, and so this is kind of a bonus one. You've heard me refer to it several times in some of the lessons. And I've said the phrase ingraining success. And what does that mean when I say that, ingraining success? So part of, you know, you take Michael Phelps, there's a great book called Essentialism. If you're past module three, I'm going to start adding additional resources. So eventually, before the 5 weeks is out, there will be a resource for additional reading materials. I don't want to give this stuff to you yet, though, because you're going to go buy a bunch of books and then start reading them. And it's like information overload. There's a reason I'm pulling the reins back on how much information I'm putting out to you. Okay, because I don't want you to get sidetracked. There's that big thing of focus. I'm big on that. So eventually we'll get there. But, you know, there's a great book called Essentialism. He talks about Michael Phelps. Routine in there, and you do some more study, and you find that Michael Phelps has this huge pre-race routine and post-race routine that he does, and his coach said, you know, if you ask Michael what's going on in his head before a race, he'll tell you, nothing really, I'm just, you know, getting ready for the race. He said, but he's been doing this for over 10 years, and so he's ingrained success into his racing. Because whenever he does this, he said the routine, the ritual has taken over. And he says at that point, he's done his warm-up successfully. He swam those laps exactly how he thought he would, exactly how he pictured before he went to bed. We're talking about visualization earlier in Module 2, exactly how he pictured it when he went to bed, exactly how he pictured it first thing when he woke up in the morning. He did it successfully. He listened to the exact music that he was supposed to listen to whenever he was supposed to listen to. He did, like, he's doing all of these things. He said, so by the time he gets to the race, literally everything has gone 100% just like Michael planned it and like he thought it would for years. Before bed and went right when he woke up, just like that. And he said, he's probably not as emphatic, but I am, because it's great. This is huge if you can grab a hold of this. He said, so why wouldn't he win those races? Because it's just the next natural thing. He's done everything else successfully. Why wouldn't he successfully win it just like he's pictured every time? Okay? That's called ingraining success into your practice time. Okay? Because at this point, you scheduled it out. You showed up just on time. You eliminated the practice killers. Man, just like you thought you would. That didn't bother you this time. That happened just like you thought it would because you had highlighted it and you had marked it off there. Man, that was going just like you. And then you did the 30 breaths or however many you decided to do, just like you thought you were going to do while you were sitting there listening to the perfect song that you picked out. It was just the right song at just the right time, just like you thought it was going to. And now you're going through over in your head. You're visualizing how is this practice session going to be successful, just like you thought it was. And then you played your warm-up routine exactly how you planned it. It went 100% successful. So why, in the name of whatever, would you not have a successful practice time? It's ingraining success. So you've had success upon success upon success. You eliminated that practice killer of your kids coming in. Man, that was awesome. They haven't disturbed me yet. Success after success after success after success. And if you do this ritual, this practice ritual for years, you'll find that you don't even think about it anymore. You just come in and you do these things, and you'll find that all those practice killers, they're not happening anymore. Why aren't they happening? Because you got rid of them. You ingrained success in your practice time just by going through the program. And I'm telling you, if you do this 3, 4, 5 years, by the time you get there, you won't think about the process anymore. You'll be like Michael Phelps. You'll just be in the process. It's taken over at that point. That's ingraining success in your practice time. That's what I want to get through mine and your thick skulls, is that this is not just a random series of events we've put together. This is a random series of successful events that you have planned just the way you wanted it to maintain your focus. And by the time you get to your practice time, you will kill it because you've killed everything else in the first three parts of that, the scheduling, the pre-practice routine or ritual, and then your warm-up. You've done it all successfully. It's just gonna go for course that you're also gonna do your work time successfully.